Wake up, arise and shine. Always at
home. Get up with Gawndy and Ash Pollard. 101.3 CFM.
Spot on 6.05. Morning, Ash.
Good morning, Gawndy. Good morning, Sunny Coasty.
Went to the Mariners game last night.
Bit piss-a-dointing.
Well, we scored first. I thought, oh, here we go. And then Matty Simon, the captain, got a red card. And then Adelaide scored like a minute after that. And then they scored in the last minute.
Why did he get a red card?
He got two yellow cards.
Whatever that means.
Well, if you get two yellows, you get a red and you get sent off.
What does it mean?
It's when you do a foul, I guess. When you sort of maybe tackle someone a little too hard, yellow card comes out. If you get a second one of those, red card, they send you off.
What? You think they give that kind of crap in AFL?
No, they don't, no.
Exactly, because they're hard.
Well, I don't think it's not the players that pick the yellow
really
or the red
talk
cards.
About my boyfriend like that, should I?
No, exactly. He didn't play last night, or did he?
Why? Gigi? Gualafuoco?
No, Gualafuoco didn't play last night. Did he produce him?
Yeah, they were trying to get him match fit, but he had a sore calf.
Yeah, he didn't play last night.
I knew his mum would have given him too much pasta.
I know. Pre-game. The night before.
God, Mrs. Gualafuoco.
What are you doing?
Yep.
Anyway, so Mariners, they bow out of the FFA Cup. And can I also just say, last night, because I got a train to the game, because I thought I'd be responsible, get a train to the game, leave the game, find out they're doing track works, no trains home.
Stop it.
A game night.
No.
On a game night. So you had to get an Uber. That stung a little bit.
Oh.
Anyway.
You're on the big bucks here, mate.
Yeah, well, my mate paid as well, so I didn't even pay. Oh. Thanks, Billy. 450 next on the show, 13, 12, 16, $450. And we're on holidays from tomorrow, so this has to go off. Or
it won't, and it will be 500.
It's going to be 500 when we return. So 13, 12, 16 right now, if you'd like to beat Ash to get the cash, $450. Also, shout out for any NRL fans listening, James Tedesco from the Roosters picked up the Dally M medal last night. Look at your face. Who do you think's going to win the grand final on the weekend? Do you ever know who's playing?
No.
These questions could come up next in Beat Ash to win the cash. 13, 12, 16. Taylor Swift for you right now. You need to calm down. Also on the show this morning, we're going to catch up with Brian Dorfling, the guy that's been walking from Budgieroy to Brisbane. He's a Budgieroy local and he's about to finish that walk.
Get up with Gawndy and Ash Pollard. CFM.
Gawndy and Ash Pollard's Beat Ash. I am unbeatable to win the cash.
It's up there now, $450 if you win this morning, Ash, $500.
Mm-hmm.
When we return from holidays. Morning, Logan.
Morning, guys. How are we?
Logan from San Remo, where the sausage roll heaven is.
Yeah, sausage roll heaven. Have we had you we've had you on the show before, Logan?
Yeah, we have.
And we spoke about the famous sausage rolls?
Yep,
we've done all that.
Baked cheese and bacon pies.
Yeah, we've done all that, haven't we?
Yeah, we've done it.
Well, welcome back. how'd you go last time, mate? You win or lose?
Oh, no, I got flogged.
Got flogged, all right.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, he's back for more.
Back for redemption.
He loves a beating. He loves a spanking. Here we go, guys. Best of five, names of buzzers.
All right.
Get one wrong, the other person gets a point. Question number one. What do you call a baby Tasmanian devil? They're on the show a little bit later from the reptile park. What do you call a baby one?
Ash.
Ash is going to have a crack, Logan.
A cub.
A cub is close. It is a joey. We needed for that one. First point.
Lame.
Go to Logan. Question number two. Who won the Dally M?
Ash.
Yeah, we did mention it at six. Did Ash remember the name? In three,
James
two,
Tedesco.
James Tedesco is correct from the Roosters. 1 point apiece. Question number three.
James Tesco.
Tedesco. You got it right the first time. Yeah.
No, but I thought of Tesco, the shopping centre.
Ah, right, okay. Tedesco it is. Question three. What famous and controversial Aussie kid singer wrote the song Six White Boomers? Interesting to see,
Six
Matt.
Six White Boomers. Snow White Boomers.
We played it last year around Christmas and then a bunch of people messaged us and said, do you guys know who did that song?
Kid.
Controversial, yeah. Matt's probably just sitting at home.
Oh.
Thinking of this bloke for some reason.
Shut up.
All right, three.
No, I know who it is.
I need someone to buzz in.
Don't count out.
That many clues.
Oh, fine. Buzz out. 3, 2,
anyone?
1. He plays that wobbling board too.
Yeah. Who is
just
it?
Buzz out.
Okay, buzz out. Rolf Harris.
Rolf Harris, yep.
You're sitting at home thinking of Rolf Harris, are you there, Producer Matt? Are you coming up with these questions?
No, I've already got my Christmas carols going. I love it.
I see. You started early. Question 4, 1 point apiece here. In what country would you find the Taj Mahal?
Logan.
Logan's in.
India?
India is correct. 2 points to Logan. You're one question away from $450. Ash, you need this one to stay in the game. What is the name of Mickey Mouse's pet dog?
Ash.
Ash is in.
Oh, my God. Is it Pluto?
It is Pluto.
Oh, thank God.
This is it. The tiebreaker for the win. Actor Sean William Scott is known for playing what character in the movie series American Pie?
You idiot.
For the win. Famous character in that movie. Probably the best character in American Pie.
I am not.
Logan?
That.
Logan for the win or the loss. Here he goes.
Is it Stifler?
He's locking in Stifler. He's got it.
You beat Ash. Oh, you just got lucky. You in the cash.
That's a direct reflection on how moronic you three are.
No, that is one of the great movies. That was awesome, that movie, when it first came out.
I only got it when you said he has to be the best one.
The best one, yeah.
Stifler.
How good was Stifler?
Yeah, well, I'm into Shakespeare and stuff, so you can all get stuffed.
Shakespeare. I'll take my American Pie movies, thanks. We'll just tell him that we
rigged.
We ate it all.
Rigged. What?
That's when he puts his bit in the apple pie, and then his dad says, "We'll just tell your mum that we ate it all." Yeah, he
small
has
small things amuse small minds.
He has sex with a warm apple pie.
Yuck! What?
Hence the name American Pie. I think. Good on you, Logan. $450 is yours. Heading into a long weekend, man. Congrats!
Thanks, guys.
You have your redemption.
Oh, I do.
$450.
It tastes good too.
It tastes real good. Like warm apple pie, would you say?
Ew.
Oh, that's a bit far, mate.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah, save it for a nice dinner or something. 6:18 here at CFM, $450.
Hello. Good morning, everyone.
Oh, what a good day.
Get up with Gawndy and Ash Pollard, 101.3 CFM.
Just after 6:30, we do have to get a NRL grand final tip off you, Ash.
Oh, yeah.
The one game of the weekend. So the Roosters taking on the Canberra Raiders.
Okay. You got that now?
Yeah.
Oh,
just
this minute.
Yeah, throw it at me. Who do you think?
The Roosters.
You going the Roosters?
Yep.
They won it last year, didn't they, the Roosters? They're going for back-to-back, the Roosters this year. There they are, aren't they? Mm. And Cooper Cronk's last game. Win or lose, he's out.
Cronk. What sort of last name's that?
Cooper Cronk. I think it's great.
Where's he from?
He used to play for the Storm.
No. I mean, like his Nasho.
Oh, I think producer Matt might know more than me.
I don't know. He's pretty white.
He was born in Brisbane.
Kind of looks a bit like Matt.
He actually does.
Yeah, if you look at Matt.
Also. Except he's got more of a smashed up nose, 100%.
Because he goes in a bit harder than Matt does when I went down and watched him play for the Avoca Sharkies.
Yeah, Matt, if you don't have a smashed up nose, it means you don't try.
Get in there, son. Matt plays union as opposed to league. So.
What's that? It's a private school boys sport?
Yeah, private school boys game.
Okay.
I'm not biting into any of this.
Well, that's how my parents told me.
Well, that's how you separate. Yeah, that's how you separate the two.
Well, if your parents said it, it must be right then, Paul. Yeah.
Yep.
Jeff knows best. We all know that. So who's going to win? You said the Roosters, back to back.
Yes.
All right, lock that in. Next on the show, our tradies are ready to go. 13, 12, 16. We don't really have any spots left, do we? They're all full.
Oh, my God, we are full.
We're full.
Yep, we are full to the brim.
So we'll play next for $200, all thanks to Central Coast LDV. Tradioki, after this.
Let's go.
Get up with Gawndy and Ash Pollard, CFM.
Given that we're not on air tomorrow, we're on holidays from today, we thought we'd do Tradioki on a Thursday.
Central Coast LDV. Explore the range at ldv.com.au.
It's Gawndy and Ash Pollard's Tradioki.
Oh, veils are misty. Streets are blue.
What does he? What are those lyrics? Oh, veils
I think it's in excess, isn't it?
Streets are blue.
That was when we first started doing this. About a year ago.
Every time that opener plays, I still don't know what those lyrics are.
That was our first ever winner of Tradioki when we kicked this thing off. Yeah. I can't remember the song he sung. I think it's in excess. Let's go to Terry at Wyoming this morning. Morning, Tez.
Good morning, Gordy. Good morning, Ash.
Hey, Tezzy.
Yeah, look, it's in excess. Great. Mystify. I thought so. Yeah, Mystify me. That's the one. Hey,
sorry,
Tez. Love your song choice this morning.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you going with?
I'm going with Sonia Dada, You Don't Treat Me No Good No More.
Yes, love this one.
I love this song.
All right, take it away, man.
Yes, Terry.
What's your trade?
Timber Joiner.
Okay. Joiner. Good luck. Here we go.
Well, I wake up to you most every night, and I'm hurting so bad that you don't treat me right. Oh, woman, you know I love you so, but you're so mean to me, baby. I'm walking at the door, oh, lover, yeah.
Oh, he's throwing his own little remix in there. He's done a little bit of his own thing.
Lover. Terry, don't treat me no good no more.
Now that is a tune. That is a tune.
I love that tune.
Sonia Dada. Thank you, Terry.
Bravo, Terry.
Yeah, hold the line. Let's go to Luke at Gwendolyn. The standard has been set, Luke. Good morning.
Hello, how are we?
Good, man. Welcome to the show. What's your trade and what's your song?
Horticulturist, and I'm going to sing Sexual Healing, Maximilian, winging it a bit.
How are these blokes bringing all these sexy songs this morning?
Yeah, also done by Marvin Gaye, but he's gone the Maximilian version. Okay. Here we go. Let's go, Luke.
Hit it, Luke.
Baby, I'm hot just like an oven. I need some loving. And baby, I can't hold it much longer. It's getting stronger and stronger. Baby, my heart, woman like the oven. And I'm making all the longer than I need your loving. It's getting stronger when I get the feeling. Girlie, won't you give me the sexual healing? Work it out, my heart be feeling.
What sexual healing?
There's nothing better than just a white bloke rapping.
Well, he did go the Maximilian version this morning. He threw that little rap in there. How do you think it went, Luke?
How do you know I'm white?
Yeah, how do you know he's white?
Because you're Luke,
point.
Luke from Gwendolyn.
Because of your name.
Tell me I'm wrong, Luke. Am I wrong?
Oh, I'm 10.
Nah, you're on the money, Pollard.
Luke, you're having me on.
Luke from Gwendolyn. As white as it gets.
You know I'm white.
Let's go to Julian at Springfield. Maybe people can just call up and you can guess their race based on their name and the sound of their voice. Let's try it with Julian from Springfield. Good morning.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Yeah, good, man.
Good. You got a cracker for us this morning. What's your trading song?
Plumber, and I'm going to do the get up.
Oh, I love it. Before you do it, what nationality would you say Julian is?
Oh, he's Hundo Australian.
Yeah.
He's as white as they come.
Yeah, she's done it again. She's got a gift. It's an unbelievable gift. All right, Jules, good luck.
Gun do the two-step and cowboy boogie. Grab a sweetheart and spit out with him. Get the hoe down and get into it. Ooh, take it to the left now and dip with it. Gonna throw down, take a sip with it. Now lean back, put your hips in it. Ooh.
Well done, man.
Oh, Julian.
Well done.
Bravo.
It sounds like a basic song to sing, but when you hear someone else do it, it's a lot harder than it sounds, isn't it? All right, one more. Let's go to Toddy at Killarney Vale. Morning, Todd.
Morning, guys.
Morning, man. Trade and song, what have you got?
I'm a roofer. I'm doing Lean On Me.
Love it.
Oh, God.
Lean On Me, another great tune.
Whacking tunes luck. This morning.
Here we go.
Lean on me when you're not strong. I'll be your friend and I'll help you carry on. For it won't be long till I'm gonna need somebody to lean on. Now I might have a problem that you'd understand. We all need somebody to lean on.
Well done,
man.
Holy
God. When you're not strong. And I'll be Todd's friend. He can help me carry on.
I'm going to base this purely on reaction from what happened inside the studio, and I'm not even going to deliberate on this. You are the winner this morning.
Oh, that is awesome.
Toddy.
Where did you come from? I was barracking for Terry in my Wyoming.
Mm.
And then Todd.
Just a bit of karaoke with me and my missus after a few drinks.
Me and me missus!
Wait, you had a few drinks this morning.
No.
That's your go-to, though, is it? That's your go-to? That's the one that you like? That song?
Oh, yeah.
I would say,
I've rung up once before and did Kryptonite, but I didn't get it.
Oh, you didn't get it. Well, you got it this time. $200.
Well, maybe it was your song selection.
It's actually my 30th tomorrow, so that makes the weekend even better.
Amazing, man. Oh, love
you,
it.
Man.
$200 is all yours. So, well, thanks to Central Coast LDV and happy birthday.
Cheers. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Good on you, mate. Well, I would agree with you, Ash. Terry definitely had it at the beginning, didn't he? And then out of nowhere, just Todd, Bill Withers from Killarney Vale just comes along.
And also Luke from Gwendolyn.
Yeah, they were all pretty good.
His version of sexual.
Even the get-up. Could have really got hysterical over the line this morning. Massive thanks to Central Coast LDV. If you need to get yourself a brand new car, then you order by an auto, get yourself into Central Coast LDV ASAP.
Get up with Gawndy and Ash Pollard.
CFM.
We just did the school holiday hookup here at CFM, gave away a couple of things. A Card Attack Raceway and Tugra Family Pass to Cyan. Did I get that right? We really emphasised that in the break.
What did Cyan win?
Cyan at Edelong won the family pass to Card Attack Raceway for the family. And Mick from Berkeley Vale picked up the Rache's voucher, both in Tugra for the school holidays. Let's catch up with Dean right now here at CFM this morning. Good morning, Dean.
G'day, legends. Good morning, everyone.
We've got no music to play underneath. Well, it's, my computer screen is frozen, so I've got nothing
I'm like,
to...
this is the weirdest... Okay.
I can play something else, but that one's not going to work. But here we go. Let's go. Let's go to Dean right now. Dean, you've got the news on the Jenners this morning.
Yes, good morning. Look, no one saw this coming. Huge shock factor. Put on your surprise faces. Kylie Jenner, Travis Scott are done and dusted. I thought they would last forever. Gossip Gawnd probably saw this one with, you know, thought this would be for the long haul.
Well, I feel like I predicted this last year, Dean. I wish I could go back and find the audio, but I did say they're not going to last, those two, no way. I watched the Travis Scott documentary on Netflix. And
so did I. It was terrible.
Yeah, it wasn't great, was it?
It's actually the worst thing I'd ever seen, but yeah. I sat through it.
A lot of long montages with nothing happening. It's just bizarre. But anyway, what I wanted to say is in that the relationship is just such an odd one, isn't it?
Yeah, when he was like, he was behind stage waiting to receive a music award and Kylie was waiting with him and he did not give her the time of day, and when he didn't win it, he walked off.
Yeah, he cracked
and just left her there, standing there, and I thought, you're a total a-hole, mate. Mm. Like, you think that your number twos don't stink.
And that's your baby mama right there. You show her some respect.
Absolutely.
All right, so what's the reasoning, Dean, why are they no longer a thing?
Did you ask her?
Look, you know, I don't want to be gossipy.
Here's
the bird. Look, there were rumours of him cheating, as you might remember, in the last few months. There's been a few different rumours of that. But remember, you know, they've just got such a high-profile relationship. I don't know how anyone has a relationship when the whole world has a microscope on you and you're photographed everywhere and there's rumours every single day on every single paper. So I just think it's just so much pressure for two people that are both in the limelight like that.
God, cheating.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Done and
dusted.
Like,
if you're going to do it, just straight up break up with the person and then go and do it.
Yeah, that's
it.
Yeah. That easy.
Don't be such a puss.
that easy. Dean, Big Brother Australia set to return.
Coming back, I wish I had more details. All I can tell you is this, you're definitely coming back. They are currently pulling together the production team. A friend of mine who used to be an EP when it was on Channel 9, when Sonja Kruger hosted it, he's not coming back. So he has other projects. You know, he's not refusing. He's just too busy. So we don't really know whether it's going to be a different look and feel. But it is apparently being slated for Channel 7. That's a little bit of an industry rumour that I've heard as well. Will it be shot at the home in Dreamworld? I don't know.
Well, that thing was burnt down, so maybe they'd have to build a new one. Plus, does anyone even care about watching a bunch of flogs in a house?
I love it. Honestly, it's the original reality TV show for me. And I, not that I ever mentioned this, but my Auntie Gemma was on the first season of Big Brother. So we're going to get some tips from Pollard a little bit later after 7:30 this morning. Because of all the reality TV shows, I'm thinking I might have a crack at it, Dean. I think I might have a crack at Big Bro.
Do it.
What do you reckon?
Fun.
I'm going to get some tips from the reality TV show herself, TV queen herself, Ash Pollard, after 7:30 this morning. Thanks, Dean. We're on holidays from today, so good to hang out with you, mate. Chat in a couple of weeks.
Bye, guys. Miss you.
See you, man.
Miss you, love you. Miss you, love you. Bye.
Six.
Get up with Gaunji and Ash Pollard.
CFM.
Still to come on the show this morning, of course, we have Alpha Bucks at 8 o'clock. The Tassie Devils from the Reptile Park.
They're coming in.
Popping in. That's always cute. And Brian Dorfling from Budgie Boy. He's the guy that's been walking from Budgie Boy to Brisbane for mental health. It's all coming to an end for him. Mm. So he'll join us after 8:30 this morning. I think I've cracked the restaurant code, Pollard. And I'd love for anyone
that... be good.
Yeah, for anyone that works at a restaurant to call the show 13, 12, 16 and tell me if you think this works. So we're going to Byron Bay for holidays and it's where we got married and we've been trying to get
you
in for
Jamie,
Jamie and I, trying to get in for our tasting. We never got a chance to do our wedding tasting for the food.
Why?
Because it's far away. We live here. It's up there. We never get a chance.
So they owe you a wedding tasting?
Yeah, so they
Why
say,
would
look.
You even like
Because it's really nice food. And
but it's nibbles.
No, there's a lot of other stuff. We had mains and all kinds of stuff.
But it'd only be a small taster of the main. It won't be the actual main.
No, they invite you along. You have a dinner at the restaurant that's really hard to get into in Byron Bay. Mm. And every time we go back, they're fully booked out for months. And I'm not saying the name of the place on
the
air.
Damn it.
I'll tell you off
I
the
wanted
air.
To Google it.
Yeah, you can look it up. You can look it up. But I don't. If I say it on the air and someone knows someone that works there or something, and then they're going to work out this full proof plan.
Mouth it to me.
Well, here's the plan. Let me tell you the plan first. Oh. And this has worked for me at other restaurants around the place, especially ones that are super busy. Doesn't work if it's
I
not
need
busy.
To gauge the type of restaurant this is.
If you came to my wedding, you would know the name of the restaurant, but you didn't after I invited you.
I was filming something.
No, you weren't. Yeah, I never saw the video for it. There you go. That's the name of the restaurant there. Anyway, we can't get in. It's fully booked for months. We've called. We've spoken to them. No chance. Cannot get in. I said to Jamie, let's dress up in our best. We'll put our best clothes on. We rock up. We tell them we had a booking anyway. And I think this is what restaurants do. I think they keep a spare table
For
any little mishaps or anything that happened. They can't have a completely fully booked restaurant, surely.
Yes, they do.
So if we're there, fully dressed, they're going to have to squeeze us in. They'll have to. 13, 12, 16, if that works, if you work in the restaurant.
Look, they don't reserve tables. They would fill the table because they need the patrons and the money. But some restaurants do allow for walk-ins.
Yes.
So at a restaurant... And this is me talking from experience because, you know, I was a waitress.
Mm-hmm.
They'd obviously take bookings and whatnot. But if the restaurant wasn't full of bookings, then they'd allow for walk-ins.
Yeah, but what about double up bookings as well? This stuff happens all the time
in
busy restaurants.
Do they have two seatings?
I think they've got like a bar seating and then they've got
you dingbat.
What do you mean?
Do they have a seating at 6:30 and then the 6:30 people have to get out for the 8:30?
Yeah, I think so. And I'll, you know
this
what I'll
is
do?
It's going to be hard for
no,
you.
No, I'll stand there. This is another little tip for you. Stand there and stare at the people that you know should be finishing pretty soon and make them feel uncomfortable to the point that they leave the restaurant. We're doing this, Ash. We are going to do this when
get
we get there.
Get ready for failure.
Well, this is the other thing.
And embarrassment.
It is the thing where you get fully dressed up, you get there, and then they just dig their heels in and say, absolutely not. Let's go to Ali.
You do not want to go there in your trainers. I'm telling you, they'll turn you away.
Ali from the Halley, is this a foolproof plan?
Oh, it's a pain in the ass, Gaunty. It really is. Oh, my God. It's the worst nightmare when you're booked out, when you've got no spots left. Like, two people is not a big deal, but when you have 16 people rock up going, we booked months ago and rah, 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 and you know they didn't. They're full of it.
So this happens a lot.
Yeah, I don't work in the industry anymore. I actually cook for kids, which is much better. But yeah, it does your head in and it just throws a spanner in the works and the kitchen goes into meltdown. And like, yeah, two people, you probably get away with it. But
Ali, yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Two people, it's just Gaunty and Jamie. They'll probably be able to get away with it.
Yeah, they'll slip us
but,
in.
But, you know, you could drop the line of... We had our wedding here.
Yes.
And we've had this book for maybe you'll get in, or maybe they'll be like, look, go away for 30 minutes, come back and we'll try and sort you out a table or something like that.
Yeah, and if all else fails, I just gave Jamie a little nudge and go put on the Waterworks star. Come on, get those tears cranking. That's another way to get our way in there. So, all right, I'm going to put this to the test on holidays. They're booked out for 3 months.
Record it.
I'll see how I go. And I reckon it's a foolproof plan. And if you want to annoy people like Ali,
Oh, man. That's why I don't do it anymore.
Go right ahead.
They're full of it. They didn't book. They just turned up. They wrecked your whole night.
Oh, God. Ali still hasn't got over it.
Yeah, 3 years later.
Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard, CFM.
Strap yourselves in, ladies and gentlemen. It is Ash Pollard's Reality Boot Camp.
Love it. All right, so Big Brother's back. It's been confirmed. They're saying Channel 7 picking it up for 2020.
And you want to, of all the reality television shows, you want to do this one?
Well, it runs in the family because my Auntie Gemma was on the first ever Big Brother. Mm-hmm. Off the shoulder tops, lip gloss queen. So it's in the family blood.
Yes.
I feel like I could be the next to carry the Gorn name through the Big Brother house. Now, the reason I say Big Brother is because I can't cook, so I'm not going to go on MKR. Mm. I can't build anything,
basically,
so I'm not going to
go on a show that requires no talent.
That is me. To a T, yes. Sign me up.
Yep. So,
if you want someone to sit around and be lazy around the house, I'm the king of it. Mm. Get me inside the Big Brother house ASAP. So what do I need to do, Paula? Because you have been on 3 reality TV shows, feels like 10. you've been on MKR, which started it all. Yeah. I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Yeah.
And
Dancing with the Stars. Yeah.
All right, what do we need to do?
Okay, well, I would say, first and foremost, I didn't anticipate that I would be called in to go on MKR. So I didn't do anything special to get on there.
What did you do with the audition process for MKR? Slapped a little video together?
I opened my laptop. Mm-hmm. I did a little audition with Camilla through the computer screen, the camera on the laptop, and sent it off. It was a really half-assed attempt because my boyfriend at the time was like, you should definitely do that. But, you know, I'm a bit of a psycho anyway, and I had big hair. So I think they were like, she's got different hair. She's a bit weird. Maybe she'd be good. So that's how I got to the next stage of auditions. But now it's almost like you have got to be a total BIT or, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Yeah. Or like super interesting or bit bizarre or like super hot and ditzy.
Oh. Well, you had half of that there, I was going to say. I'll get you on the super hot factor. Maybe
or like
that's
a hot,
me.
Nice guy kind of.
Okay.
But so now I reckon that the process to get onto a reality television show is harder. It's harder now.
I feel like with this one, though,
what I've read,
they don't want the crazy, super crazy people on this one. They just want to put regular people in there.
The thing that you have to do is be you. I can't stress it enough. If you're faking someone else that you're not, that will show and it'll come out in the end.
All right, I'm me every day on the air, so I can just be me.
Okay,
yep.
Dare I say it?
Be you.
You have a very interesting backstory.
Okay, yep.
Your backstory.
About my mum.
Yeah, about your mother.
And how I'd never met my mother. And then when I finally tracked her down, she had passed away 6 months prior to that.
Yes.
Okay, so let me just write that here. Exploit mother that passed away.
Yes, exploit. Yep. Oh, God.
Exploit mother that passed away.
Okay, but yes.
Yep.
Okay.
Done.
The fact that you work in radio is very interesting.
Do you think that might go against me, though?
No, it won't.
Radio
and you should also really turn on the fact that I am your co-host.
Oh, drop Ash Pollard's name.
Definitely drop my name.
Drop Pollard's name. Do I mention that it runs in the family and that my Auntie Gemma was on the first ever Big Brother? Surely that's
actually
a little draw
card. You should.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay, Auntie in Big Brother. Auntie not passed away. She is still alive. That's a big tick there. That's good. if anyone has applied for any kind of reality TV.
Oh, yeah, but you were caravan trash.
Oh, you want me to put in there?
Trailer trash.
I was, for 1 year when I was 5 years old, I was trailer trash because I lived in a holiday park in WA.
The more interesting your backstory, whether it's like feel good or whether it's sad or whatever, definitely draw upon that because the interesting you are as a person, the more fabulous you're going to be on television because you'll be sitting down in that boring Big Brother house and a producer at some stage, no doubt, is going to ask one of the contestants to ask you a question and hopefully that's going to lead into your backstory, which will be really excellent television to watch.
Okay.
Maybe you might shed a tear at some point.
Yes.
Also good.
Okay. Force the
tears.
Do
not force tears. It has to be coming from a good natural place.
Real tears.
Real tears. Okay. Tick, tick, double tick on that.
Yep. Dig deep into my personal psyche and make myself cry in front of the country. All right, watch 13,
12,
this space.
16, yes. Like, if you'd like some tips from me, give me a call. Or if you've tried out for a reality television show and you haven't got in, you might need a few tips, 13, 12, 16, to the reality TV hotline.
Well, you'd think with all the reality TV shows, there's got to be people out there that have gone down the reality TV road. And maybe you can tell them where they went wrong if they didn't get onto the show.
Some people have tried out for like MKR a billion times and not got on.
Yeah, right. You get a lot of them hit you up, don't you, as well? Contestants that eventually get their way onto the show.
Yeah, and then they ask how to deal with the backlash.
Right.
Well, I'm pretty much just like, don't be an a-hole, so.
Okay, perfect. That's some sound advice right there. All right, well, watch this space. I am going to give this a crack and see if I can make this happen for 2020.
It's not becoming if you're a mean person on TV.
What do you mean?
It doesn't help you. Like, it'll give you heaps of airtime.
Look where it got you.
I wasn't mean.
Yes, you were. I was not. You were that character on MKR.
No.
Producer Matt.
You are falling victim to the tabloids right now.
It was Ash not the villain or what? Back me up here.
Look, even the look you're giving me right now, that is exactly how they cut you. Yeah. Villainous look straight at me.
You're mean as they get.
No. If someone had cooked a horrible meal, I would say it. With some sort of decorum.
Can you please come into the Big Brother house with me? It would be so great. Come on, you can do your fourth reality TV show. Come on.
That'd be the end of me.
Come on.
Like, that's like stepping down.
What, to Big Brother?
Yes.
Oh,
I don't
want
to go in there with a bunch of things. Civilians.
Listen to her. This is what happens after you've been on reality TV. You think you're better than everyone else. Anyway.
Shush.
No, watch this space. We're good to go.
The word she was looking for was plebs, I can tell.
I just gave you some free advice on how to get into this show.
Plebs with love, I think, is what she was trying to look for. Thanks for the tips, Pollard.
Whatever.
Appreciate that, mate. Thank you.
Let's go. Get up with Gondi and Ash Pollard. CFM.
CFM's Alpha Bucks.
Alpha Bucks.
Just up right for a Thursday morning. Before we kick into Alpha Bucks, Ash, I met some fellas at the footy last night. Mm-hmm. And I said I'd give them a shout out around Alpha Bucks time. So shout out to the Goro boys. Everyone except Macca.
Why?
I don't know. I just thought that would be funny.
What's Goro?
I think it's Gorican.
Oh, yeah.
Gorican boys. They call themselves the Goro boys.
Hey, Goros.
Yeah, we're having a couple at the
mask
footy last
of Goro.
Night. Yes. The mask of.
Except Macca.
So, yeah, shout out to those guys. Let's go to Olivia at San Remo this morning. Welcome.
Hi, how you going?
We're well.
Olivia, your letter this morning is G.
G, okay.
Now,
one.
Olivia, is it true you're going to Queensland for a Melbourne Cup holiday?
I am. I just confirmed everything yesterday and booked a hotel last night, pretty much.
Why Queensland for the Melbourne Cup? Wouldn't you go to Melbourne?
Yeah, probably a good idea as well, but I actually got a friend down there that I want to go see and a brother who's moved there at Christmas that we haven't seen, and I want to go see the Sky Point Observation Deck. I've got an event on, so I'm going to head down there with girlfriend and, yeah, make a bit of a weekend of it.
Didn't know we were going to get you full itinerary. But... And what are you having for lunch on the day that you get there? Just where you're booking in?
Full menu.
All right, let's see if we can get you $1,000 to cover a lot of these expenses for you. So your letter is G.
I'm actually really into that.
Were you into it. Oh, God, the sky deck.
Yeah.
It is nice, isn't it?
Well, because, you know, I'm from the Gold Coast. Of course. So I was like,
yeah, it's a great holiday destination for the Melbourne Cup. When I think Melbourne Cup, I think
the Gold Coast.
don't use the same answer twice. If you don't know, that is our tip for you. And we'll give you $1,000 if you nail this game. Good luck.
All right. Question number one, Olivia, for the letter G. Name a type of gift.
Gold ring.
Type of alcohol.
Gin.
Something that smells bad.
Golf bag.
A leisure activity.
Golf.
Type of gift. A type of fish.
Type of fish. Goldfish.
A country.
Germany.
A word associated with money.
Gold.
Something that grows.
Pass.
Something you put in a stir fry.
Garlic.
Famous model.
Garlic. Okay.
Famous model. Pass.
Gigi Hadid. or Gisele Bündchen? You said gold a lot. You said gold ring.
That's all just coming to my head.
You said gold ring, goldfish, and gold for something associated with money.
Oh.
You didn't quite get there with all 10 anyway, but the Conso prize is a good one. $100 osmosis voucher.
There you go.
Cool.
To spend in store. Get yourself some nice threads for your Gold Coast getaway, girl.
Oh, well, thank you.
Thanks, Olivia from San Remo. Picks up the $100, all thanks to Osmosis. It is the home to Australia's leading surf and street brands. New Lake Haven store now open and Baddow Bay opening on Saturday.
Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard.
CFM.
Gaundy and Ash and Jake from the Reptile Park is here. Morning, Jake.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Oh, man, we're so good because we've got these cute little Tassie devils in the studio.
Running amok.
Timmy and Tammy.
Timmy, Tammy.
I've got Tammy and Tammy's all snuggly and cuddly underneath my hair. You can't see it. She's crawled around to the back of my neck.
Yeah, Tammy thinks your hair's a nest.
She's made a little nest in there. I can't really move. I don't want to make her uncomfortable.
Well, you just hold tight there. We've got that many cameras filming at the moment. What are we live on absolutely everything at the moment? Okay. We'll jump onto the CFM socials to see how cute these little guys are. Jake, now this is all for an event that's happening this weekend, which is the Devil's Dash Mud Run on Saturday.
Yeah, not quite this weekend. It's coming up on the 19th of October.
Hang on.
So
have I got my week? Oh, geez, it's only the 3rd of October.
Down.
I thought we were flying through October.
Sure, that's
sorry,
all right.
My bad. A few weekends away.
Yeah, so just over 2 weeks away.
Right,
up at Doylestown, up at the mud run, the obstacle course up there, right near the Doylo.
Yep.
And we're raising funds for this species, beautiful animal, and unfortunately, in a lot of trouble in the wild due to a contagious disease called devil facial tumor disease, which has wiped out over 95% of the population.
Whoa.
In pretty well the last 20 years.
Wow.
Very, very sad. State of affairs. But fortunately, at the Reptile Park, we breed a lot of these devils, and we've got the largest captive population on mainland Australia, which is a massive boost for this species.
Yeah, that's good.
So what does the money raise go towards research to cure this disease?
So the money will go to our organisation called AussieArc, which is a facility up in the Barrington Tops where we keep and breed a large number of devils. It'll all go straight to that organisation. And we've got a few other Australian native species up there that we're working to save as well. Quolls, betongs, all sorts of species, but namely the devils.
So outside of the ones that you guys have at the Reptile Park in the wild, how close are we getting to extinction here?
In the last probably 23, 24 years, we've probably seen a decline from about 250,000 devils in Tasmania to less than 10,000. So it's a very, very serious issue, and we certainly do not want to lose this gorgeous little species like we did the Tasmanian tiger back in the 1930s.
So with the help of like an institution like yours at the Reptile Park, that helps to enable their health and perhaps even growth in the species again?
Exactly, yeah. We've got a genetically diverse population, and hopefully we can do reintroductions into the wild with these devils that we're breeding. That's the end goal.
Isn't it crazy that we could potentially be on the verge of them not being a thing anymore? Gone.
Well, the Tasmanian tiger, that's no longer.
Yeah.
That was a thing.
I know you just mentioned it, but when did it?
1937, we lost the Tassie tiger.
What was that to?
That was primarily due to people shooting them because they were causing a few issues with farmers and things like that. And that was a bit of an issue with the devils, but it's more so this disease that's wiping them out in
Gaundy,
the wild.
These things look cute, but they're fierce as, and they've got the most horrendous, like, growl, don't they?
Yeah, give these two 6 or 7 months and they'll be a very, very different animal.
I love it.
A lot more vocal and a lot more.
They're fiery. I love it. Well, look, it's in a couple of weeks. The Devil's Dash, 3.5K mud run obstacle course. Bit of fun as well. Get your
team
together.
Yeah.
Get some tickets through AussieArc. So what is it here? AussieArc.org.au/Devil's Dash.
Yep. And we'll have these two and probably a few more Joeys on the day as well. So get in there, get in the mud, and then afterward you can have a snuggle with a couple of these little cuties.
Love it, Jake. You guys been hectic for the school holidays or what?
The last few days have been manic, but it's good.
Well,
good,
we put a family pass out there, 13, 12, 16, and Renee from Point Claire picked that up for the Reptile Park, so she's off for the school holidays. Jake,
excellent.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks, Jake.
Thank you, guys.
Good
Cheers.
On you, man.
Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard.
CFM.
This school holiday hookup.
101.3 CFM.
Just gone 8:34. Another school holiday hookup for you this morning. This happens right across the day as well at CFM. with Widow. Here's a bunch of great stuff, but we have a family pass to Pulse Climbing in Gosford on 13, 12, 16. Pulse Climbing. It is the Central Coast heart of indoor climbing. If you'd like that, call the show 13, 12, 16.
Tammy crawled up in my hair in the break there while we were saying goodbye.
The Tassie Devils.
And I definitely now smell of Tassie Devil.
Mm.
I hope they don't have any fleas because my hair will be infested with them.
Nah, I think you'd be right.
Yeah?
What do Tassie Devils smell like? What's their little stench you got going on over there?
Like
their own urine or something.
Kind of.
Yeah, a little bit like that.
Something, yeah. I might have to go and have a shower after this.
Well, look, the Reptile Park is a great place for the school holidays as well. So get in there. We already gave a... get a family pass, so that's that done. Brian Dorfling, he's going to join us. We're going to round this thing out, Ash. Over the last month or so, we've been chatting to Dorf. He's the Budgiewoi local that was walking from Budgiewoi to Brisbane for mental health.
Yes.
And it all comes to an end.
Bless him.
This is it. He's been doing it for a while now.
It does seem like forever, doesn't it?
Yeah, 1,000 Ks.
Yeah.
He's done, so we'll chat to him on the show next.
Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard, CFM.
We need to get this guy on the show because we're on holidays from today. We're not going to be back in time, and we've been chatting to him over the last few weeks. Mm. He's a Budgiewoi local by the name of Brian Dorfling, or Dorf as we call him, and he's walked from Budgiewoi to Brisbane. I believe it all wraps up on Sunday, and they're on the Gold Coast at the moment. And he joins us on the air now. Morning, Dorf.
CFM, good morning, guys. Gaundy and Ash, how are you doing?
Oh, you sound miles away, mate. We are very well, but more importantly, how are you?
I'm excited and exhausted.
I bet. You can't wait for Sunday. So the big event's on Sunday, which is what you've been walking for. How do you think you're going to feel on Sunday? It must be an emotional journey.
Yeah, it will be, yeah. I'm a bit of an emotional guy. I don't mind shedding a tear here and there, and I'm sure a few tears are going to shed on that day. And the Mental Awareness Foundation, they're giving me a rock star entry. They're parting the crowd, and they're getting me to run through like thousands of people, getting me up on stage, having a bit of a chat, and they've asked if I'll play a couple of songs to pump the crowd up.
Oh, I love that. What's the response been like thus far? Any sort of moving moments that you've had along the way that stand out?
Oh, more than I could write a book about. But just the other day on Saturday, we hosted a Sober Saturday bar crawl where we go to the, we go to a coffee bar, then a juice bar, and we just connect with people along the way. And a girl came up to me and just sat next to me and we started chatting, and she really opened up to me about her anorexia and her mental health after that anorexia and how she's trying to find some outlets to talk and to share her story. And we found each other, and we've since walked a few days together, and it's been amazing, you know, just from wearing some nice colourful clothes and playing my guitar along the Gold Coast.
Oh, I love that.
It must be stories like that make it all worthwhile, mate.
100%. That's what it's about, you know, the walk for awareness, the trying to break the stigma, get people to talk about their mental health issues and be someone that, you know, that people can come and talk to. So I feel honoured to be on this journey, and it's been, yeah, nothing but smiles and lots of kilometres.
Well, Dorf, I feel like we've been on this journey with you while we sit in the comfort of our own studio. We've thought about you every step of the way, mate, and it's just been great to round this thing out with you, and we wish you all the best for Sunday because it's been the ultimate journey, and for such an amazing cause that has been so close to you. So we've just got to sit here and say, well done,
Bravo.
Dorf. Well done.
Yeah, Gaundy and Ash, I really appreciate it. It's, the first time we chatted was months ago, and you guys have been keeping up to date, and I really appreciate CFM and the exposure, and yeah, thank you so much, guys. I'll a few more Ks to go, 30 Ks to go.
You can do it, Dorf. Go, Dorf! Bring it on!
Let's go! Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard, CFM.
Top to 27, sunny today, 29 and sunny tomorrow as we head into a long weekend, and that's it for us.
It is, but yeah. I still have one thing I want to give away, a double pass to the Found Hers event at the Savoy, which is Thursday the 10th of October from 7 till 9 p.m. She the Change, acknowledging the achievements of female founders, some amazing, amazing speakers and founders of wonderful businesses. 13, 12, 16, get your double pass.
This is for the ladies.
It is for the ladies.
So if you're a lady listening right now and you'd like to go along to that amazing event, call us now, 13, 12, 16. We're on holidays from today.
Hallelujah.
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 Have a great break, mate.
Yeah, you too, man.
Catch you in a couple of weeks.
We'll see you soon, Sunny Coast.
Yeah, thanks for hanging out.